אנחנו בחלק השיעור שעוסק בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדעת.
We are reading chosen excerpts from Rabash's article concerning faith above reason, and we will start with item 15.
לא שומעים רב.
חוכמת הקבלה היא מתחלקת לשתי חלקים.
The wisdom of Kabbalah is divided to two parts. The first part, which talks to us about the structure of the system, how the Creator, through the system that He created, built, established, called the system of the world, from the word halama, a system of concealment, and how through this system of concealment, He bestows upon us and His influence, His bestowal upon us gradually, gradually more and more becomes adapted to us. It diminishes itself more and more. And then we who need to grow from zero to Him, from the form of a beast, from the form of this person, this world, we have to reach all the way to the degree of the Creator and be truly like Him. How we gradually build these things. So we learn with you how from the world of Ein Sof, the four phases of direct light, the first restriction, the Masach, Galgal Ta'ab Sag, then the shattering of the Kelim in the world of Nikudim, which belongs to Sag, then the world of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya, and the structure of Adam Arishon, and then from below, how we begin to ascend upwards to the world of Ein Sof in return. So that's one part of our lesson, of our study, because through this study, we also evoke upon ourselves the upper light, which has an influence on us. Because we want to be in this, we just don't know how, by what we can ascend. We don't know, it's unknown to us. So it's like a state of a child in this world. He wants to know what's happening here around him. And it's hard for him to understand this, to know this, but what can you do? He is trying and trying and grows. And there is, in addition, a part that is more beneficial in growing spiritually, which is called that we learn the qualities of the spiritual kelim, of spirituality. In as much as we want to rise to these qualities, to resemble them, accordingly, we draw upon ourselves lights that are there in those kelim, and those lights have an influence upon us, and this is how we advance. So the part that we had, the first part, which was also now in the lesson from the study of the Ten Sefirot, we learned a little, and now we wanted to receive a certain dose from the second part. Meaning, what are the qualities of the upper degrees? Because in spirituality, the more I adapt myself to some degree, to some level, then I can be there and feel what's going on there. Meaning to clothe myself with those qualities, those upper qualities, and then through them, I feel the new world. What are those qualities? They're qualities of bestowal. Meaning, through connection with the friends, as we want to be connected and we're asking, how will this happen? We try for this to happen, and then by this we awaken certain upper spiritual forces which influence us, and this is how we begin to be closer to spirituality, to get to know more, to feel more, until it happens and we begin to enter spirituality. What I understand and feel with my intellect and feelings for the time being, as I'm in this world and I only feel this reality, is called that I'm in reason, within reason. that I want to rise to a spiritual degree, to be in bestowal, to be in love of friends. This is considered relative to my state, to be above my reason, above my opinion. Being above reason means to be in the quality of bestowal more than I am now in accordance with my reason, my opinion, according to what I am now. I may be at degree 50 spiritually, and I want to rise to degree 51. So also, degree 50 is considered to me as being within my reason. It's nevertheless a spiritual degree, but I've already reached it. And when I try to come to degree 51, that's considered that I want to rise to faith above my reason, where the force of bestowal in the degree of 51 is more than the degree of bestowal in degree 50. In degree 50, it's already within my kilim. I've already acquired it. That's why it's called my opinion, my reason. And degree number 51 is above my reason. Faith above reason. This is how each time we need to rise. And accordingly, we will read the verses and try with them each time to renew my attitude to the current state and to the next state. The current state is called, according to my opinion, my reason. And the next state is considered above that, above my reason.
Что значит хочу?
What does it mean to want?
Хочу. Они руце за некрасть.
Want? I want means that I'm willing to pay for it. To pay. We are the will to receive. If I want, it means that I want filling correction within my will to receive. I need to pay for that. I need to exert for it. That's considered that I want. And if I just like that say, but I can't put forth any exertion, that's considered that I don't want. They're just words.
But if in the meantime I'm just saying,
if you just like that stay, then you're just like that, and it's not considered. Incorporate in the friends, try to learn from them, try to come to the form of bestowal as much as you can, ask from above to be given the form of bestowal, and then you will advance. But what you're saying is just like that. It's the opposite. You're just confusing yourself, thinking that by this you're doing something. Nothing. The true right investment can be when you're incorporated in the friends. Period.
How not to get confused?
I don't even want to speak about that. Did you hear what I said? Do that, and then in a month we'll talk.
BBUK.
No, you don't have a question. Okay. So, let's read.
So, chosen excerpts.
Wait, did Todd want to ask? Todd?
No.
Read.
Chosen excerpts, faith above reason, Habash, excerpt 15. Bala Sulam said that when a person is rewarded with some disclosure from above, and now he feels that it's worthwhile being a servant of the Creator, it follows that thus far he had work in. Thus far he had work in the form of above reason. The body disregarded with this work, and he always had to overcome, and needed the Creator to give him strength above reason. But now, he no longer needs the help of the Creator, since now he feels that he has a basis on which to build his structure. In other words, he already has support on which to rely. Thus, now he's blemishing the faith that he was using before, since now he can already say, "Thank God, I'm rid of the burden of faith, which was a burden and load to me." But now, I already have a basis within reason, because now I've received some awakening from above, so that the body agrees that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and Mitzvot. It turns out that by that he is blemishing the faith. And Baal HaSulam said that at that time one must say, "Now I see that the real way is actually to go above reason." And the evidence of that is the fact that now I've been rewarded with some illumination from above only because I've taken it upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. And this illumination that He has now received gives Him an answer to all the questions. It turns out that this testifies to the above reason. Again, Baal HaSulam said that when a person is rewarded with some disclosure from above, and now he feels that it's worthwhile being a servant of the Creator, it follows that thus far he had work in the form of above reason. The body disregarded with this work, and he always had to overcome and needed the Creator to give him strength above reason. But now he no longer needs the help of the Creator, since now he feels that he has a basis on which to build his structure. In other words, he already has support on which to rely. Thus, now he's blemishing the faith that he was using before, since now he can already say, "Thank God, I'm rid of the burden of faith, which was a burden and load to me." But now, I already have a basis within reason, because now I have received some awakening from above, so that the body agrees that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and Mitzvot. It turns out that by that he is blemishing the faith. And Baal HaSulam said that at that time one must say, "Now I see that the real way is actually to go above reason." And the evidence of that is the fact that now I've been rewarded with some illumination from above, only because I have taken it upon myself to go above reason.
From before.
This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. And this illumination that He has now received gives Him an answer to all the questions. It turns out that this testifies to the above reason.
Ken. נו נראה, יש כאן תל אביב אחד.
Yes, well, let's see, we have Tel Aviv one here.
ערב טוב רב.
Please.
Good evening, Rav. So if a person really reaches a state where he got an illumination from above, and the body does agree that it's worthwhile keeping Torah and Mitzvot.
Yes.
So he advises him not to go with the body, even though that it supports us?
No, the question is, what would he do now? So he needs to say, "Yes, I went above reason, Now I received reason, and this for me is the proof that I always need to go above reason. Between the degrees when I ascend from one degree to the next, from the lower degree to a higher up degree, I rise in faith above reason. And when I am rewarded the upper degree, that's considered that I'm within reason of the upper. And again, I need to go from this reason to even superior to that. Meaning I'm always in movement, in spiritual development, only under the condition that I am in the force of faith. As according to the intellect, there's nothing to do. Only according to what Kabbalists write, the teacher says, and the friends, and accordingly I follow. Only in such a way.
No, Bibi UK.
Well, Bibi UK.
It was my friend that wanted to ask before, but now I want to ask. We scrutinized this article in R10 this afternoon. Before the lesson, and so there was a confusion, but it seems clearer now. But the question is, this concept of being relieved of the burden of faith, he's talking about his current level of faith, and now he's chosen to seek a new degree of faith, so he blemishes the lower degree. What does he mean by being relieved now, though, of the burden of faith? He's talking about a lower degree of faith.
Yes, what was before is no longer faith for me. It becomes knowledge, and I'm going to a higher degree of faith. Each time the previous faith becomes knowledge, and I am climbing to a greater faith.
Is this how we climb the ladder, basically? That's how you ascend up the ladder, then. Stepping on your former degree of faith.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Correct.
So it's an ongoing process, all the way to Gemara Tikkun. Always going to be faith above reason, that we're always seeking to a deeper degree or a larger degree of faith above reason. Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Now I see that the true path lays in faith above reason. But in regard to what does he see that it's faith above reason?
The fact that you want to bestow above your desire and you have no proof for it, and your ego is not letting you have any fuel for this, but you're doing it as if it's right. That's considered that you're working in faith above reason. You're doing it from the force of faith, meaning out of you not having any forces in your body, in your mind, in your heart, in your desire, in your rational mind. You have nothing that you can do some action. You don't have it. Simply, you have no fuel. You can't. And you nevertheless do this as if you understand this is important and that you need to do this. This effort awakens surrounding lights. It awakens upon you a force from above by which you receive the ascent in a degree. And then the difference between the degrees that you rose in faith above reason, above the previous degree, that degree now becomes your reason. And then you need to climb even higher, meaning faith above reason is that force that you rise from degree to degree. Meaning you try here to carry out an act of bestowal. An act of bestowal is considered that I have no proof that it is good. I don't feel that there's anything in this. I have no strength for this, no forces for this, because my ego doesn't give me fuel, calories. I don't have anything in it. Do you understand? But rather, what I am trying to do here is to depict to myself that this thing is important. And I'm trying to do it and to ask from the Creator, give me the strength to do this. And it's like, here we are together in this. I am praying, raising a man, and he is giving me some force. And after I do something this way, I feel, yes, it's working. It's working. Meaning that I need to do work above my desire, above my intellect, my rational mind, above what seems to me as worthwhile or not. I simply do. Why do I do it? Because the teacher says to me to. In our world, as we are the small children, the small ones, then we have, from the behalf of nature, a special force that helps us agree with the upper, with the greater one, with the adult, agree with the upper one, and that's how we therefore grow. And towards spirituality, it doesn't work that way. I must convince myself, obligate myself to do acts of bestowal, despite the fact that I cannot justify them whatsoever. Yes.
Thank you very much.
These are things that when you begin to feel them, it's not simple. But when you start to feel them, you see that all of a sudden, it from somewhere comes this feeling of what reason is, what above reason is, and how I overcome above reason.
Ken.
And this is how I climb.
The quality of the friends and their chisaron, it's one and the same?
That's not connected to what we're talking about. It's not, has nothing to do with it. Enough. Okay. Good. So who did we not have today is PT31. Who's there?
No.
Well?
Мы просто в десятке в Флориде, мы там вдвоем, нам никогда вопросы не задают, я просто на время перешел сюда.
I temporarily moved to this tent.
You left your tent?
No, simply they're at work, so I temporarily moved to this one.
Okay, ask.
Currently, all of us are working within reason. And there are many confusions, and therefore we rise to faith above reason, where we see the true picture, where everything's corrected. And taking into consideration this correct potential, we go back into reason and build our path toward the goal.
Completely, completely not correct. You just hear what we're learning. After a month or two, we'll talk again. It's not right what you said.
Thank you.
It's not right. But it's on the way. It's normal that you're thinking in such a way.
Kazakhstan. Aharon.
Last Kazakhstan.
When a friend... A friend can say that.
А в втором случае он говорит, что именно тому, что он нашел высшее знание, он удостоился, что Творец его приблизил к себе. Вот тут, Раф, мне кажется, это очень тонкое выяснение.
Can understand the question.
Постижение. Чем он отличается, Раф, вот в этом отрывке?
Айвдель бен дат велемала миадат.
The difference between reason and above reason is that you have no proof or justification to carry out an action above reason. You cannot bring any rational force to it, any proof, any benefit. You simply do it because the teacher tells you that that's how you should do. That's it. You look at the friends, maybe learn from them that they're also doing such things.
But there's an illumination in both cases, right? So what's the difference? Is there kind of subtlety?
That's what we have in above reason. There's something that we cannot express. That's normal. We have to slowly, gradually come to this. We're all come to it. If it'll happen in a few months, it'll be good. It's... we need to develop the feel for it, the sense for it. But it will happen. I am certain. I see that you're capable. Okay, we will conclude everything with this, and we'll continue, God willing, in a few hours. Good luck.
Только между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan tout seul, ce n'est pas. If you have a dream alone, it's not one. Uno insieme ad ognuno. Давай объединим весь мир и почувствуем один. Wir sind deine große Familie. Si tu chantes à la lune, tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you sail in the ocean alone, it's not one. Uno insieme. Yeah.